Welcome to the greatest show on earth, folks, American Politics, where the facts are made up and the points don't matter. I'm talking about the beautiful, lucrative art of political gaslighting, where everyone's an expert and nobody knows anything. You know what politics has become? It's like watching two people argue about whether water is wet while they're both drowning. But hey, at least they're monetizing the drear right left here, the best of life in politics. We've got podcasters on the left telling their audience that anyone who disagrees with them literally wants to destroy democracy. Meanwhile, podcasters on the right are explaining how ordering a salad is actually a communist plot. Both sides are making bank because outrage pays better than rent in San Francisco. The beautiful thing about political gaslighting is the business model. Step 1, find something to be furious about. Step 2, convince your audience they should be furious too. Step 3, sell them a subscription to stay furious. It's like a gym membership for your anger. You pay monthly and somehow never get in better shape. Left-wing podcasters, wake up and think, how can I make my listeners believe that half the country is plotting their demise before their morning coffee gets cold? Right-wing podcasters are over there like, today I'm going to explain how a cartoon potato toy is part of a vast conspiracy. Both are checking their Patreon numbers at the end of the day. The genius is in the gaslighting.
You're not remembering that correctly.
That's not what I said!
You're taking it out of context.
Politicians have turned gaslighting into an art form, but podcasters have turned it into a subscription service. We've created an economy where being reasonable is bad for business. You can't build a following by saying, well, it's complicated. Nobody's throwing super chat money at nuanced takes. They want blood, they want drama, they want to feel like they're part of some epic battle between good and evil, even if the battle is about whether pineapple belongs on pizza. The funniest part, everyone thinks they're the resistance. Left podcasters think they're fighting fascism. Right podcasters think they're saving America. Meanwhile, they're all just fighting for the same thing, your attention and your wallet. It's like professional wrestling, but with worse acting and higher stakes. The performers hate each other on camera, but behind the scenes, they're all using the same playbook. Make them angry, keep them engaged, and always leave them wanting more. And the audience? We're all sitting here wondering why we feel crazy all the time. It's because we're being gaslit by people who figured out that confusion and anger are the most profitable emotions on the internet. So next time you're listening to your favorite political podcast and they're telling you that the other side is pure evil, just remember, they're not trying to inform you. They're trying to get you to hit that subscribe button. Because in the theater of political gaslighting, the real show isn't about politics at all. It's about turning your emotions into their revenue stream. And that, folks, is the most bipartisan thing happening in America today.